Whoa, what is that? What just happened there? Do you know what that means? Oh, geez, this show's off the rails. Show canceled. Turn off your radios. Go outside and live a life. No, wait, don't. Stay in your cars. The time is 6:01 in the p.m. You're listening to 91.7 KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you to Rush Evans for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. Coming up next is the Mascot Wedding Show. But first, I could say it's an oldie, but a goodie. I forget when it came out. But it is off their album Someday. This is Granddaddy with Now It's On. Mascot Wedding Show coming up. Huh! Oh my gosh, the time is 6:05 in the p.m. and you're listening to 91.7 KOOP. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is Mac Blake. David Hotta is on assignment. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. You may also tweet at us. We are at Mascot Wedding. I will have the thing open in a second. If you tweet it, I will see it and probably read it. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else. We just heard off of their album Someday. Blast from the past. It was Granddaddy with Now It's On. And now the show is on. Synergy. That's how good radio works. It's the best ever. What was I doing? I'm opening up the Twitter.
Yeah, being professional.
Oh, I didn't even introduce you yet, so no. I would. You'd do best to shut up. No. That's not a good way to welcome our guests.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, very exciting. We have two very special in-studio guests today. Both of them are frequent performers at Cold Town Theater, where most of our guests seem to come from. The first one is a member of the improv and sketch group Midnight Society, the award-winning, correct?
That is correct.
Yes, yeah. They play every Saturday night at 10 p.m. along with the Frank Mills at Cold Town Theater.
Mm-hmm.
He's also an Austin improv staple. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I've been around for a while.
Yeah, you've done some stuff.
I'm always there.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's a positive thing.
Mr. Jericho Thorpe.
Hello. Thank you. Welcome. Thanks to the studio audience, too. I appreciate it.
You know, if you applaud, they can't tell if it's you applauding.
Oh, really?
So maybe next time give a little bit of effort.
Okay, I'll do that. You're so demanding.
You're doing great. Radio demands excellence.
Okay.
Just like the shows. I'm not even going to make that joke. I was going to say, like, just like the shows I had of Rush Limbaugh, but I just don't even feel good joking about it. The next special guest, he's one of the dudes that owns that place, Cold Town Theater. That's right. And you can also see him. Whoa, what? The very same show.
Very same show.
As part of the Frank Mills.
That's right.
He's also in the Cold Town Proper troupe, and
Cold Town Proper.
Well, the one called Cold Town.
Yes, yeah, no.
Master Advisor, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Michael Jastrow.
Yay!
How are you doing, MJ?
I'm doing good. I've had a lovely day.
Let's get something cleared up right off the bat, and that is, does anyone call you Michael or Mike?
My mother does. Mm-hmm. My mom does not call me by my last name. Jastrow, that would be
weird.
Would
it confuse her? Would she say Jastrow and then look to herself like she needs to answer herself?
Yeah, she would get... It would cause a lot of confusion because people call my sister Jastrow as well, so...
They do?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What's your sister's first name?
If you don't know Elizabeth.
Why doesn't she like Elizabeth?
I think it's one of those things with the last name Jastrow that people just gravitate towards using it as a moniker. I think something about that name, it's very German and forceful.
It's very easy on the mouth.
Yes, it's very easy on the mouth.
It is very easy on the mouth, and I don't, oh, geez. Right. And I don't, oh, boy, we're dumping the show. And I don't mind calling you Jastrow in the slightest. It doesn't bother me. I like it. I mean, in fact, I know a lot of Michaels. I don't know any Jastrows besides
you. There's only five of us, I think.
But
ever?
I'm trying to put this thing.
I think somewhere. So, yes, ever.
Wow.
There we go. Now I got the iPad up, a little behind inside baseball, so we can read tweets. So far, zero tweets. But if someone were to call me by my last name, it would remind me too much of like Jim in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it would bother, like, hey, Blake. I'd be like, ugh.
Blake, yeah. Put these shorts on.
I don't want to.
Blake, you're pulling up the rear.
I hear like not a surf and I just go into like a flashback.
Yeah, see, I don't think I have those flashbacks. I think my gym teachers just gave up on me at a certain point. Like in the third grade, I wasn't there. They just didn't care.
Like you have a sub one day and he's like, where's this Jastro kid? And the main gym teacher's like, let him go.
It's not worth it.
He's outside.
He's a lost cause.
Yeah. It's like you're a priest in prison. No one's going to knife you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun fact, my gym teacher in middle school was my father's gym teacher as well.
That is a fun fact.
He was ancient and wizened.
Is he still able to maintain all his gym teacherly functions?
He was in way better shape than I ever possibly could be. Sorry. He was just one of those people. Man.
He wasn't like, climb a rope, I'll show you how. And then just like he brought out a doll and a smaller rope. And he was like, watch the doll go up. I can't do it. But your name, you also, I don't know any other Jerichos.
That's because I've been systematically killing them all.
You know what? I was going to say your name makes me think that I'm going to somehow one day have to swear vengeance against you. Like maybe it's a McBain thing in The Simpsons. I think they had a Jericho on there, but I just want to be like, Jericho!
Yeah, it's pretty sweet when you shake your fist at this guy and scream my name out.
I won't do it now because we're, you know, we have a certain amount of levels. We can't.
Right, we don't want to blow out the sound system.
Yeah, exactly. We're in a building. We can't see this guy.
That's a little inside baseball.
Well, we did a survey in our listeners, and most people who listen to the show in their car have a really kicking bass system. And so if I was
going
to go Jericho, I'd probably have to. That doesn't make sense because
I don't know where you were going with that.
When I yell someone's name, I don't be like, let's bust out my super bass.
Jericho.
I'll be like, damn you, Jericho. Damn you. Damn you. Like, I won't do that.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
You just blew out like 8 speakers.
I blew out some speakers. It's getting really tempting more and more every show to just pot up the mic and do the show like this. Hey, guys.
It's real sexy.
It is real.
I like where that's going.
That's my John Ailey mic.
It's 12 a.m. and it's time for the night color.
The night color.
You're listening to Night Wolf. Hear the howl of the Night Wolf. KOOP. Actually, but during the night, it's KVRX.
Oh, that's right.
Terrible college radio. Mm. And do you know how I know it's terrible college radio? Because I used to do a terrible college radio show.
Yeah.
I can smell our own.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just joking. They're a fine station. Or are they? I've been told by co-op to no longer make fun of KVRX.
Are you serious? Somebody went out of their way to tell you not to do that?
There was more like... It wasn't. I didn't get pulled aside. But
hey, Blake, come here for a second.
Oh, see, I instantly would have been very... supplicant to them, is that the right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a word.
But they're like, hey, nice job making fun of the station we share a frequency with, jerk. I think is what they said to me, and I was like, fair enough.
You like punching little kids, big man?
Yes, I do.
That's good. Now we know how to intimidate you. Well, I just call you Blake,
yeah,
and it takes you down a notch.
Don't care for it. I'm actually on an improv troupe with a guy that has a KVRX show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it a good show?
I've never heard it.
Put you on the spot.
Who has a show?
Max Lipschitz.
What? Oh, yeah. Really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Dave described it to me, and it sounds good. I just, not in the car around the time. Do they podcast? I don't know. This is not interesting.
No.
So
now waking up.
Yeah, yeah. So how long have you guys been, did I leave off anything in your credits, by the way? I should have mentioned.
I
don't want your IMDb page.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll close that.
I'm in Magician versus Clown, too. I do that show
thank you
a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm a clown, and my friend is a magician.
You lost me.
We do really awesome shows that I can't describe very well on the radio.
Well, maybe next time. Don't even mention it. Strike one.
Ouch.
Jastro.
Well, I have a couple other improv troupes around. I do a show called Mike and Irene with fabulous Irene White.
Irene White,
yes.
Yeah. Who recently joined the faculty.
That's correct, yeah. She's the new dean of Cold Town Theater.
I was looking at a image of her on the Cold Town website, and this is a weird, creepy place to leave off the story, but I will as we take a phone call. KOOP, you're on the air.
This is a glowworm calling for... challenge my pal, Skull Friend, to a little match at the miniature golf course and show off who's the real superhero. You hear that, Skull Friend? It's going.
Goodbye.
What? What was that? Do you always get like vaguely threatening calls, or do you get like?
Are you Skullfront? Or is
nope. Skullfront is a loyal listener. Okay. And I think the challenge has been made. Thank you, Glowworm, for challenging him
for not using the phone to call your friend Skullfront.
Yes, yeah. Doing it. Well, here's the thing. I'm not the best when dealing with callers.
You're pretty.
We made the David, who's not here, by the way. Yeah. Of course. Sorry, did I mention that already?
Who's that guy?
David Hotta, the regular co-host. We made an agreement that he would handle the calls from now on, because he's better at giving people some rope, a little slack. I'm just like, nope, hang up, on with the show. So
I wonder if Glowworm was his given name.
Tell you what, Glowworm, if you actually want to have a conversation and not just a little manifesto, you can call back in. We'll talk to you. So 472-5667, Glowworm.
And we're going to wait here in silence.
Oh, no.
For you to call.
Irene White.
You were checking her out online. Yeah. Yes.
I was like, wait, a new faculty member? Send me a JPEG. But I was looking at her picture, and I was like, God, she's so familiar. And I looked at her acting reel, and I was like, no, none of these things. And then I remembered it was this one Southwest Airlines commercial where it was for Business Select. And this guy does this thing where he goes, and you get a free drink. And he puts his hand to the side of his mouth like he's telling him a secret. And I was obsessed with that commercial for a small degree whenever that came out, because I thought it was so funny. And if and when I meet this lady, I will not tell her that, because how did that story seem right now? Pretty creepy.
Kind of confusing.
You didn't really follow it.
Like, I didn't get her where she was in that.
Yeah, either. See, yeah. Exactly.
Because you said a guy did the thing.
A guy, but she was in the commercial.
Oh, okay.
Lady that the guy was talking to. See, not a good story. When we do the real radio show.
We're just warming up, right? This is just it. Okay,
no,
good.
Mac, we're on the air right now, man.
Well, tell you what. Can I complain about something with you guys real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, please.
I appreciate that. First of all, how are you guys doing? You doing all right?
I'm doing good.
I went for a run today.
Oh, yeah. Bragging.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been exercising, you know.
Jericho did ride his bike here.
Yeah,
we'll
do that.
I drove my car while eating a quarter pounder with cheese, and then I had someone just roll me into the studio, because that's how I roll.
Why did you even try?
I'm distracted looking this thing up. I can't concentrate on making my brain work.
Radio show, but doing.
All right, let's not. Let's pump the brakes there, JT.
Sorry.
Did anyone ever call you JT?
Yes.
How do you feel about that nickname?
I've been called every nickname in the universe, so it's all cool. Yeah. There was a guy named Johnny
Terry.
You've
been called every nickname?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to list off some nicknames. You tell me you've been called.
Yeah, go for it. Fire away.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes to every one of them.
You ready?
Yeah.
Jazz.
Yep.
Nightwolf.
No.
Transformo.
No.
Dr. Toilet.
Those last three were not nicknames.
Okay. Well,
Those are just words and things that you said.
Ain't It Cool News? You guys familiar with that website?
Oh, yeah, yep. Very familiar.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't actually gone to that website in like 3 years or something.
Me neither. I haven't been in forever. Back in the day when the internet was young.
Yeah.
Oh, there's still so much hope and promise. Memes, I don't even think were a thing yet.
They were, but don't.
Back in the days of GeoCities. Did I have a GeoCities page? Yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
Was it for my aforementioned crappy radio show? You betcha.
Is it still up? Can listeners
log
on and check it out?
Can listeners Google that?
Yeah.
It was called, I don't think it's up anymore.
Speaking of Ain't It Cool News and the good old days of the internet, they have not changed their, at least as far as I know, their formatting since they started. It seems like.
You're very correct. I went there today because somebody made the mistake of sending me a link. Because apparently that dude, Harry Knowles, back in the day that was like a powerful site.
Mm-hmm.
Like he would review scripts of movies and he'd be like, oh, this script of this Superman versus Batman movie or... this new Superman script is terrible.
Yeah.
And studios would kill their movies. Not kill them, but things would not move forward because he had this like army of geeks behind it, which, look, here's the thing about fans of something. They'll go see it anyway because they're fans
right.
of it. But then I remember this guy one day, someone got him an advanced copy of Star Wars Episode II. And the way he was talking about it, it was like he had never seen a movie before. And he was like literally like, crying and like so happy. And then when I actually saw this thing, I reached a point where I was like, you know what? I think I'm done with this site.
Yeah, it's garbage. It's garbage.
And, it's total garbage. And the guy like lives in Austin, so I feel like I should suck up to him or something. But no.
No.
I had a
no.
similar revelation. Are you going to take this call?
I'm going to take this call. Okay. KOP, you're on the air.
This is the Glowworm.
Hey, Glowworm. What's up?
Hello, Glowworm.
Hello, Glowworm.
I'm sorry that I was a bit abrupt. There was a yuppie chasing me down through the green belt.
Typical yuppie chasing him.
He wanted to have the distressed jeans and t-shirt I was wearing. He thought it would make him hip.
Okay, remember. All right, cool, cool. So how? All right, yes.
Got away from him. Good. I'm in good shape now.
How's your Saturday going, Glowworm?
Well, it's better now than it was earlier.
Why is that?
Well, I got my work done. Got my signs made.
Signs? You make signs?
Oh, he's
a glowworm. Every day I make a sign. Sometimes with my fingers. Sometimes with a magic marker.
A magic marker?
Spray paint.
Do you work for Bill Engvall?
Who?
The redneck comedian?
No.
Glowworm, what's the origin of your name?
Well, the ladies kind of like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they like the glowworm.
Okay. All right. I'm going to let you go. And you know why, glowworm?
Why?
Because you're being a real creep. Do you understand that? Say, tell me you understand it, glowworm. Say, I know I'm being a creep.
And I'm sorry.
I'm very sorry.
All right, well, there you go. Yeah. You can last another minute.
A little sophistication
like
goes a long way.
Your voice is laughing on the radio.
Oh, that's nice.
Thanks, glowworm.
So what's the evening hold for a glowworm?
Oh, I'm going to a party.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yep. I'm going to go see some live music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what live music are you going to go see?
Oh, a band called the Bipolar Gentlemen.
Oh, really? Is that ska?
No. Not ska.
Dubstep? Is it dubstep?
No, it's not dubstep.
Is it ska?
Is it rocksteady? Or is it real roots reggae?
It's more related to industrial and pounding on metal.
So it's like a blue man group?
Yeah.
Well, some of the men may be blue. Some of the ladies might be blue, too. But they're all very entertaining, and it's very high energy.
Well, Glowworm, you have a wonderful evening.
I will enjoy listening to KOOP, my favorite radio station in Austin.
That's the phrase that pays. You just won. We have another phone. All right, Glowworm, we have a good night, okay?
You too now.
Okay.
Good night, Glowworm.
Bye.
I feel like Glowworm should apologize to the Bipolar Boys.
I don't think that's a real band. I think that was all. Everything he said was made up. That's my theory.
If he did, he's a master storyteller. I'm not going to fault him. So somebody made them. Ain't It Cool News, terrible website.
Yes.
And something else frustrating about it is because of its popularity, it began getting quoted in like commercials and movie posters. Uh-huh. But it would be like, oh, this movie, nonstop action, Ain't It Cool News. Mm-hmm. But like, who are they quoting? Like Moriarty? Or like... Quint or some like weird like, you know,
Sunfire 669.
Yeah, exactly. It was meaningless.
Yeah.
And so the Nerdist Network now has an Ain't It Cool News show featuring this thing of awful Harry Knowles. And he's let me set the stage. So the show starts with his dad loading a projector, and his dad seems like a nice guy. I got nothing against him. However, he does have really long fingernails. And on a guy, that skeeves me like nothing else for some reason.
I'm right there with you, man. I can't. That's where I draw the line.
I don't like it.
It's gross.
It's like that movie Doubt. Philip Seymour Hoffman was real proud of his clean, long nails. Anyway. So, yeah. And then we join in. And the name of the episode is Kong Bomb. Because Harry Knowles is in possession of a prop from the movie King Kong.
Mm-hmm. The remake?
No, the original.
Wow.
It's a giant grenade that they throw at King Kong, and it gasses him and it knocks him out. And here's him talking about it for a little bit. Let's just listen in.
What is a Kong bomb? Well, in 1933, well, technically...
Hold on, are you guys laughing at his voice?
No. That's
giant man has the voice of a magical chocolate elf?
I wasn't looking at you, and I could swear that you were doing a bit. You were
I thought that was enough. I didn't know that was real.
Harry Knowles is in the studio. All right, so he just said, you may ask yourself, what is a Kong bomb? Which, wouldn't it make more sense to ask you? Because you're the guy that knows? Yeah. Anyway.
About 1932, Robert Armstrong pulled this pin, then threw this Kong bomb at Skull Island. It exploded. Smoke came out. Knocked out King Kong. They hauled his ass to New York, where they shot him off the top of the Empire State Building. And then blamed Faye Ray and
Spoiler
her beauty
alert.
For killing the beast. All started with this bomb. And why is it important to have something like this?
It's not.
Well, King Kong's my favorite movie. And holding it makes me feel connected to the film.
You're not.
Owning a part of the film. It should be in a museum, but instead, it's just right here in my basement.
Okay.
You know, maybe there should be like a movie Indiana Jones that goes after these artifacts and puts them in the rightful place.
In Harry Knowles' basement.
You know?
Yep. First of all, people that say their favorite movie are King Kong are terrible people. Like, you know, there are movies made after that.
Yeah.
Well, also, like, he says every movie is his favorite movie.
Yeah, so my favorite movie.
His favorite character was Jar Jar Binks.
I like that he's like, why is it important to own this? It's not. It's not important to own it at all. Look, I guarantee you that anyone made that movie looks at that thing and they go, oh, yeah, it's just some stupid prop.
Yeah, we pulled that out of the back of a truck.
Yeah, exactly. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
First off, I like to say, I like looking at the ladies on the internet.
Okay, and you're gone.
Wow.
Was that glowworm again?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe.
Like, hey, here's everyone who wants to call in and do their own little show. Could you do me a favor and just turn off the radio and never listen to the show again? Could you do me a favor?
Your computer probably has a built-in microphone. You can just record that at your house.
Yeah.
If you try really hard, you can hear your own voice in the room that you're talking in.
If you want to talk and have a conversation, 472-5667. Look, Glowwormy called back in. A little creepy, but we talked to him. Wish to have a nice night. This guy called back in. He's like, I like talking to ladies. Oh, what's your guy? It's an awesome character you got there. Creeps? Oh, my God. I don't even want to keep complaining about Harry Knowles. Oh, let's just get to the point. Right. Anyway, so that guy is terrible. Then later on, he's sitting in his little basement. That's where the set is. And then kind of like Pee-wee's Playhouse, some like pipes bang around, and he gets some mail.
Are you kidding me? No. Is there video of this?
No, this is a video. This is a show on YouTube.
Okay.
You know, I'm not looking at the video screen now, but I'm kind of picturing the basement like Freddy's basement.
Well,
like
I can the boiler room. It looks like
it looks exactly like that. That looks like the basement of a hoarder.
Super creepy.
So he gets a catalog for the Captain America auction.
Sure.
Where they're auctioning off props for the movie.
Sure. Yeah.
And so he's looking at one item, which is a sort of like a short skirt, America-themed little mini skirt outfit that in the movie Captain America, the one that came out last summer.
One of his dancers.
Yeah, dancers, basically. Yeah. And so here's Harry Knowles talking about it.
Mjolnir?
That's a hammer.
There's so much cool stuff in here.
Cool
stuff!
You can
dress your girlfriend up.
Hold on. Oh, dang it. Load faster. I may just have to tell
one
you.
Of these costumes for just $200 to $300. That's totally...
Totally what?
He says it's totally worth it.
What?
Because imagine coming home from watching a movie and seeing your girl dressed up like this, is what he says. Which, by the way, I hate you. I hate you, Harry Knowles.
Why would
you? Like, why can't the girl go see the movie, too? And the fact that he's like...
when you come home and you let her out of the closet and she's wearing that?
Yeah. I'm glad that this Nerdist Network is making an effort not to just be a... it's like some of the people that call this show. Because he was just like, yeah, imagine coming home and seeing your girl in this outfit. Ugh, gross.
Well, that's the only way it's going to happen. You have to imagine it, because in real life, you're never going to
get
married. A girl like that.
He's
well,
married,
I know man. He is, but...
And in the context of that basement that he's in, that just makes it extra creepy. It does kind of imply that his wife is locked up somewhere.
Hey, guys,
box.
Maybe we're jealous of a little bit.
Yeah, I want my own YouTube show. Talking about like, hey, here's a catalog. Here's some suggestions for things your girlfriend can dress up like.
Hey, let's look flip through the Sky Mall.
Welcome to CreepaCon.
And you're like, hey, Mac, maybe you shouldn't be talking about this guy's personal life. I'm not talking about his personal life. I'm talking about this guy being a major creep. By the way, I accidentally did the thumb to myself.
Yeah.
Was that up to us to describe that?
No. Okay. It was you just to let it go.
Okay.
Oh, guys, let's take a break.
Okay.
I'm a little worn out by all this creep talk. You listen to Creep Talk. Here on Co-op Radio. This is the band Bahamas. They got a new album out called Bar Chords. This is Caught Me Thinking. More Mascot Wedding Show coming up. Hey, folks, you are back on the Mascot Wedding Show, All Creep Hour. We will take your creep questions. Just joking. Hey, folks. Boy. We just heard Bahamas with Caught Me Thinking off of their album Bar Chords, which that's the only track I've heard off of that thing so far, but I like it. Thank you to Jastro, Michael Jastro and Jericho Thorpe, who were here earlier. They did have to take off. I'm sorry I forgot to mention that in the up top thing, but we are going to continue on. for the Matt Scott Wedding Show. Did we get any tweets? I don't even know if I read that. But you can, of course, call in at any time. 472-5667. 472-KOOP. Man, I had this crazy thing happen to me this week.
Is this a bath?
So let me... Hold on. Someone else just came into the studio. So we're doing a show right now?
What kind of show is it?
Sorry, please do not get on the mic. Hold on here.
What does this do?
You just let yourself in.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the bathroom of this place.
Sir, what is your name?
Tim Thorpe.
Tim Thorpe. Wait, are you related to Jericho Thorpe, the guy who was just in here?
I'm his uncle.
Did you come with him to the show? I didn't see you.
I've been sitting out in the truck for the last half hour.
Okay, well, I think Jericho just left.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, he just took off.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking. We're doing a live radio show. That's where you walked in and just hopped on mic.
Well, I don't see any radios
around
here.
Don't put on
here.
The headphones. No, so you're not here to...
Is this... There's no music coming out. I can hear myself.
Look, it's talk radio. We're just talking.
About?
About whatever.
I got a lot of opinions.
What do you do, sir?
I'm a volunteer firefighter, EMT.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good for you.
I guess.
What do you mean you guess?
Well, you see the worst of people.
You see the worst of people when you do volunteer firefighting?
Well, I'm also just putting EMT. Out fires?
Oh, okay.
Have you ever cleaned up a wreck before?
No, that sounds terrifying.
You want to?
No, I don't, actually. I mean, I'm glad that they're, what you're doing is awesome and it's some great service, so thank you for that. But maybe we don't want to talk about, because this show's kind of lighthearted. We're not trying to, like, bum the crowd out.
Well, it happens.
Well, I know it happens, but it doesn't mean we have to...
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, people are dying on our freeways.
All right. That's great. I mean, no, it's not great. That's terrible. But maybe let's not talk about it. But you volunteer for that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, kudos, sir.
The county can't afford to pay us, so we have to volunteer.
Okay.
Otherwise, it doesn't get done.
All right. So, what are you up to? I mean,
I was hanging out with my nephew, and now he's gone, and I need a ride.
Oh, where are you going? Well, don't look at me.
You have a car?
I do have a car.
Aren't you technically responsible for me being here
I'm not.
Right now?
No, I didn't sign like an agreement to have you here or anything. Like, no disrespect.
None
where
taken.
Where are you going, though?
Sonora, Texas.
Where is that?
It's like 3.5 hours west of here.
Okay. Was Jericho? Jericho came in a bike.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you can just hop back in your truck.
It's broke down.
Oh, no. Okay. Now it makes sense. All right.
In kind of a bad way.
What's a good way that your truck could be broken down?
Like the battery's dead.
And what is the status with your truck?
It's, I don't know how I got here.
Okay. Is it that truck on blocks right out there?
Yeah.
With no wheels?
That's
no
the
tires?
One.
All right. Yeah, you're not going
anywhere. I had wheels when I got here. Have you seen my wheels for my truck?
Why would I see you? I'm in here doing a radio show. I'm not on wheel watch.
Why not?
The first part of I said.
Okay.
First part of I said?
I don't know what that means.
Tim Thorpe, you got me messed around now.
I'm sorry. Do you have any food in here?
No, you don't have
I
any
haven't
food.
Eaten for days.
Well, look, you can have a seat. I think we have there's some water outside. Why haven't you eaten for days?
I'm not very good at providing for myself.
Yeah, you're a grown... How old are you, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
58.
Okay, you've been on Earth 58 years. You can't... Do you have money?
I have a wife.
Okay. Where's your wife?
She's in Sonora, Texas. It's about three and a half hours
west of here. Yeah. I can't get you there. We'll call her up.
She doesn't drive at night.
All right. Well,
she's got night blindness.
You seem like you don't believe in night blindness the way you said that.
I believe that she doesn't want to drive at night.
So you think she gives you night blindness as an excuse?
I think that she is actually blind at night.
What about during the day?
She's very, very poor vision.
So do you just sounds more like general blindness.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'll never know.
So
I can't see through her eyes.
All right, you could ask her. It sounds like you do know.
I ask her all the time.
All right, then what does she say?
I can't trust her.
Tim Thorpe, I don't know what to tell you.
You have like saltine crackers.
I mean,
maybe
we can call. I have no crackers. I have no.
You ever had butter crackers? You just get a piece of butter and you put them on a saltine cracker. It's real good.
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. As much of a that does not constitute a meal. That doesn't necessarily sound bad.
It's highly caloric.
Well, then, you know, maybe look out for it. So when you're not a volunteer firefighter, what else do you do?
I live off. Well, I have a hobby.
Okay. I mean, is it like, you know, like baseball cards or something?
It's cowboy action shooting.
What is that?
It's where you shoot targets with replicas of turn of the century and before firearms.
What makes it a cowboy?
Well, it's the guns that cowboys used.
All right. Now, these targets are, I mean, is it just like tin cans or?
Well, it depends on how dedicated you are to the, I'm going to go ahead and say the word sport.
Why wouldn't it be considered a sport?
Well, it is a sport, I guess. You compete against people. Like, you get the quick draw, uh-huh. You got the target shoot, you got the turkey shoot.
So you're just both trying to hit the same target. You're not shooting against each other.
Well, sanctioned events, no, you wouldn't do that.
But in unsanctioned events, you've shot at people?
I've shot at people my whole life.
Have you killed anyone?
What is a person, Mac Blake?
Oh, you know what a person is, Tim Thorpe.
You define a person for me?
I don't like that you knew my full name either. Me or you. It's like me or you or Jericho or Jastro. We're just all people.
Okay. Well, that's one man's opinion.
No, that's everyone's opinion.
Of one thing.
Look, do you have any weapons on you right now?
If I say yes.
Then you probably need to take them out of the studio.
No.
Okay, is that the truth?
If I say yes.
Hey, Tim, is this guy with you? Do you mind looking out at the studio right now? There's like a guy outside. Do you see him?
That kind of effeminate guy?
Well, look, okay, he's got kind of a, he's like an older guy with a weird wig.
Yeah, he looks really jacket. Excited.
Oh, hold on, he's coming to the studio. No, sir, this is a, please.
Oh, man, rhythm is in my shoes. It ain't no use of sitting here singing the blues. So be my guest, you got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Hoo-wee, hoo-wee, baby, ooh-wee. Hey, baby, how's it going?
Sir, what are you doing?
I'm here to record my live radio spot.
So we're
on
live
a radio station.
Okay, we're on the air right now. You can't just walk into a studio and start talking to the microphone.
No, I had a guest. I had a disc jockey book me here to come in and do my hits.
What was his name?
His name was DJ Snurgers.
DJ Snurgers? There's no one here by that. That sounded made up.
Oh, come on, baby. Don't you? It's Frankie Ford.
I know this guy.
Wait, Frankie Ford?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. What song were you just singing?
Ooh-wee, baby. Sea Cruise, baby. That's
You're
my number
Frankie
one hit.
Ford. That's crazy. I know. Yeah, I know that
it's
guy.
It's my number one hit record from the 1950s, baby.
Well, that's...
Ooh-wee.
Congratulations. But we are in the middle of a show.
In the middle of a show.
Yeah, well, you, sir, are also budging in.
That's cool. I'm just going to go ahead and sing my song and do that and let the people know about my upcoming tour gigs.
I'd rather you not.
Okay, baby. That's all right. All right. That's cool. I'll just hang out. Is this KPAX, K-PAX Radio, Oldies, home of the Oldies?
No, this is KOP. It's like a freeform station for the community.
Oh, no.
Like
you didn't like that?
No. I'm not big into the idea of freeform anything.
Really? Are you...
No, I like structure, like good pop songs, like they used to make.
Is that... can I ask... This is kind of a weird question. I don't know if we want to get into this. What is your political leanings?
My political... I'm about as far to the left as they come, baby.
But you don't like freeform?
No, I like highly structured radio.
What about you, Mr. Thorpe? I'm going to go with the other way, maybe.
Let's just say that all of my votes were Bush's...
Ooh-wee, baby.
So you've only voted for Bush Senior and Junior?
I did. I wasn't very politically active in the first part of my
life. That's fine. I'm not trying to force that on you.
don't.
Okay, I won't. Sarah, please, don't.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt or kill the energy in the room, but this isn't an oldie station.
It's not an oldie. What are you doing in Austin, Frankie Ford?
Well, I'm just passing through, baby. I got my tour bus outside, and I was just going. I'm doing some gigs all up and down the Gulf Coast.
Now, is it Frankie Ford or Freddie Ford?
It's Frankie Ford,
Frankie Ford,
baby.
Sorry, no disrespect.
No disrespect intended.
I am familiar with C-Cruise.
Yeah, it's my number one hit, baby.
So what brings you to Austin? You're going to
record? Yeah, well, like I said, I'm just touring the Gulf Coast, up and down all the Gulf Coast, doing shows and whatnot.
Where are you playing in Austin?
Oh, I'm doing a show tonight, actually, at the HEB.
Okay, that's like a grocery store.
It's a grocery store? Yeah, baby. HEB... Of course it is, baby.
Okay, does HEB know you're doing a show there?
It's very possible that they know I'm doing a show there. I sent them a letter, a registered letter, and they accepted it. So
you contacted it. You asked for the show in the grocery store.
Well, it's been a while since I've had a number one hit on the radio, so I can't really get booked into clubs and casinos and such anymore. So I have to find the shows in the venues where I can. So I like to go into grocery stores and do a show in like the outdoor section, you know, near the life jackets and the kiddie pool. And like the hula hoops and stuff, and I do a C-Cruise medley, and sometimes I replace the word C-Cruise with whatever objects I find around the store.
Like beef juice.
Like beef juice, like beef and mayo.
So if you were doing a show, or doing a version of C-Cruise right now, you would change the lyrics to Adjust in the Studio?
Yeah, absolutely, baby.
So give me a little taste, if you don't mind.
All right, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee. Ooh it, baby, ooh it.
Okay, you're not adjusting any of the lyrics.
Ooh it, baby, won't you let me take you to a radio studio?
All right, I see you.
That's what I do, baby. Yeah, I just adjust the lyrics depending on where I am. You know, I got
that's where we are right now.
Yeah, we're in a radio studio. I didn't know if you knew that.
I did know that. Thank you, sir. Now, I will say that kudos to you. I mean, there's a lot of people that when their careers, once again, no disrespect, are in the decline necessarily.
No, my career's on the upswing. I'm going up.
Okay, but I mean, if you are going up, but you're not at a point that's, you're playing it at HEB, which is a grocery store.
It's a grocery store, but my research has indicated it's one of the most popular stores, grocery chains in the Texas area.
Well, it is, but I mean, do you expect a lot of Frankie Ford fans there?
Oh, but there's Frankie Ford fans everywhere, baby. Ooh wee, baby.
Can I ask you something, Mr. Thorpe? Are you a Frankie Ford fan?
Hell yes.
Oh, really?
I love Frankie Ford.
What are some of your favorite Frankie Ford songs?
I'm a big fan of his hit C-Cruise.
C-Cruise, baby.
And also his hit Boat Cruise.
Boat Cruise, baby. Ooh-wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a boat cruise?
That sounded like the same song with just one word
change. It's a different song, baby. Okay.
Did he sing a song about Tom Cruise?
I had a song about Tom Cruise in the 1980s, trying to capitalize on that Top Gun.
The Tom Cruise craze.
Yeah, Tom Cruise craze that happened in the 1980s, but...
Oh, I just remembered one. It was the Admiral's Lament.
Yeah, that was my slow, dirgy type song.
Can I get a little taste of it?
Sure. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra.
That is a departure. Have you done that song recently? Your voice sounded a little warm.
No, babe, I'm getting a little older, so my vocal range ain't quite what it used to be.
How do you stay in shape vocally?
Well, baby, I smoke a lot of cigarettes.
Okay, that, I wouldn't think that would help your voice.
Well, it does. It, you know, back in the 1950s, all the top artists, Elvis, and Chuck Berry, they all smoked a lot of cigarettes, giving them that kind of gravelly, you know, earth in New Orleans kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. And I'm from New Orleans, where music was invented.
Is that? I don't really think that's where music was invented.
Oh, it's where music was invented. Anything that you listen to today was invented in New Orleans.
Mr. Thorpe, can I ask you to stop whittling with that giant knife?
Well, what else am I going to whittle
with? Just put the knife away and don't whittle.
I'm going to have to, if I'm in here, I'm going to have to whittle.
Wait, were you whittling a likeness of Frankie Ford?
It's just something. It's a little something.
That was really, can I be honest with you? That's really good.
Ooh, wee, baby.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, did you start that just now?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's some speed whittling.
It's just something. It's a little hobby I have.
Can you not point at me with the knife when you talk to me?
I'd like to put a lot of emphasis on my words.
Okay, please. I don't need the knife for emphasis, though.
Okay, how about this?
Okay, don't point it at Mr. Ford either.
He's just having a good time. We're just laissez le bon temps brûler, y'all.
You're okay with him pointing
right.
A knife
Yeah, it's just a good time. This is how we do it in New Orleans.
Can I call you Frankie?
You can call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late f- for dinner.
That was, look at that, a little joke.
That's my, that's one of my joke that I use when I do a show, just to warm up the crowd.
did it just connect there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
you like that joke, huh?
That was really funny.
That's good. I use that one all across America.
How does it play?
It plays pretty good in Texas and Alabama and Louisiana, but you know, the more north you get, it kind of loses something in the translation, so I got to switch up the words a little bit.
So what would you say, let's say we're in New York City?
I'd say, you can call me late. Just don't call me late for forget about it, baby.
Oh, okay. Cause,
forget about it.
I didn't get that one at all.
Well, that's because you're from Texas. Yeah, I've been traveling all over the world playing my hits.
So what are your other hits?
Well, I'd like...
Sea Cruise.
The Sea Cruise.
I don't remember Boat Cruise or Tom Cruise. I don't know if I count those
boat,
as hits.
Boat, Tom Cruise was a minor regional hit.
Okay.
In the Top Gun area of the country, where they filmed all those movies.
California?
Cape Canaveral.
Cape Canaveral.
Oh, okay. You seem to know a lot about Top Gun there.
I've seen it 150 times.
Is that your favorite movie?
No.
What's your favorite movie?
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Ooh, wee,
baby. How many times have you seen that? Are you a fan of Ernest?
Oh, I love Ernest. I love all the Ernest movies.
Have you thought about maybe trying a project with Ernest back when he was still alive? God bless
him. Unfortunately, Ernest passed away several years ago before I was able to meet him. So, you know, it was a tragic loss felt by everyone in the entertainment industry like myself.
You weren't trying to get Ernest to save a boat cruise or a sea cruise maybe?
Oh, well, we tried to get a movie made called Boat Trip. Uh-huh. And that didn't really go anywhere. But then that actor, Cuba Gooding Jr., kind of stole it and put that on. But that was supposed to be my movie.
That was originally a Frankie Fender vehicle.
Frankie Ford,
sorry. By the way, we got a couple tweets. Bohonkus13 says, "You looking forward to the Avengers movie? I think it looks awesome." On subject as always, Bohonkus, and of course I am. Kevin Twumpet, our guest last week, says, "There's something wrong with the Twebble. All your voices are wee wee woe. You should be more professional." Thank you, Kevin Trumpet, for that comment. Why did I read it on air? I don't know. Do you guys get weird people calling you?
All the time.
Really?
All the time.
I work in emergency services.
Oh, that's true.
It happens every day, all day long.
I've got a 1-800 number that people can call, you know, for $3.95 a minute. And, you know, it goes right to my home line, and I just answer it. It's 1-800-Frankie-Ford.
So what happens on these phone calls? People just talk to you?
People just call. They want to hear Frankie Ford's voice, you know, sometimes. A lot of times it's a wrong number.
So what do you guys talk about?
But just, you know, my hit record.
Would you ever call this number?
No.
Mr. No?
Probably not.
But I mean, you're talking to him right now, isn't that something?
I know. This is it. I feel like this is what I can do. This is the best I could do.
What did I say about the knife?
I'm just trying to make a point. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, really?
I want you to understand that I'm very serious about this subject matter.
Okay. You can move it away from me, though.
What? You don't like? You afraid of knives?
I don't enjoy.
Who is afraid of knives?
All right. Let's pump the brakes on that. So if I was going to... Not cool. If I was going to call you on this phone line...
Yeah, 1-800-Frankie-Ford. There might be a couple extra digits in that, but just keep pounding that keyboard and it's all right. It'll get through.
So if I was going to call you and I'd be like, can we do a little sample right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Thorpe, can you make the sound of a phone?
Ring.
All right.
Is
that...
I think
that's a phone ring. See, you're not picking up. Do you let it ring this much?
No, I'm asleep at this point. Oh, okay. So it takes me a few rings to get to it.
Let's say we're calling when you're awake.
Oh, okay, all right. Hello.
Hello, is this... you don't even identify yourself.
No, I told you it's my house phone.
Okay.
It's my house phone. It rings, and sometimes I don't know if it's someone I know or someone calling the 800 number.
So if I was like, hello?
Hello.
Hello.
No, I'm talking to... Are you also on this phone call?
Oh, I thought you guys are... Never mind.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this the hotline?
Oh, yeah. This is the... Yeah, you've reached the Frankie Ford hotline, baby. Ooh-wee, baby. It's time for a sea cruise.
Oh, my God. I'm talking to Frankie Ford.
Yeah, hold on. Let me put on my pants.
So why are you not wearing pants in this scenario?
Well, that's because you're calling me my home line. Sometimes I just wander around in my boxer shorts.
You know why you take off your pants right now?
Well, all right, baby. I didn't know it was this kind of radio show, baby.
Let's have him keep his pants on.
Ooh-wee, baby.
All right, that's Oh my God, that is quite a tattoo, sir.
Oh yeah, it's a big anchor.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Running all up and down my leg.
Yeah, it's spread across. Is it across both legs?
Oh yeah, it's spread across both legs, baby. That's the only way to do it.
Oh my gosh!
When I claps my legs together, it makes a perfect Danforth anchor.
Can we do it?
That's a kind of anchor.
That's good.
Simulated call to 911 and.
Sure. You know what? Fair enough. Okay. You know what? Actually, Mr. Ford, do you mind helping us out? Would you do the simulated call?
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh wee, baby. All right.
I'll make the phone noise. Bring. Bring. 911 should pick up pretty quick. Bring.
Hold on.
Bring. You're not picking up by now?
I'm imagining myself walking across the ambulance barn.
Is this how ambulance barn? Isn't there someone there to pick up the phone immediately? All right, let's start from when you pick it up.
Okay.
It's absurd.
All right. You going to make that noise?
Bring.
Hello. 911.
Hey, baby. This is the Frankie Ford hotline, baby.
No, you're calling him. You have an emergency.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood the whole scenario.
It's fine.
Okay,
it's fine.
All right. Ooh, baby. I was on a sea cruise and my boat sank.
Well, why are you calling me and not the Coast Guard?
Oh, I don't know, baby, because I don't know the Coast Guard's number. I just called the number I remembered. It was 911.
We will be in your emergency shortly.
All right, baby, because all the people on the boat, there ain't enough life jackets on this sea cruise. Everyone's drowning.
There's no water for 150 miles.
That's all right. We're in a small inland body of water, baby.
How did you get this number?
Well, it was printed on the side of the 911.
Okay, this is how... I'm going to interrupt you right there. That's how you deal with people?
You tell them
that they're calling the wrong number?
You get a lot of jokers that waste your time when you could be out saving lives.
That sounds like some heavy stuff. It sounded like, though, this guy, he was on a boat cruise, right?
A sea cruise, yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. He was on a boat.
Okay, and some people went overboard, and they were going to die, and you weren't helping them.
I don't know how to swim.
Okay, but maybe somebody else on the emergency team does?
Maybe Jimmy might.
And where was Jimmy in this scenario?
Today, he'd probably be like outside cooking chili or maybe just like driving the drag.
Can I ask you a question? Why do you volunteer for this? You don't seem to enjoy it.
I love it more than anything in this world.
Okay. How many people do you actually help in a, let's say the amount of calls you get, how many do you actually respond to?
Well, when I decide that they are serious, I'll help them.
Let's say total number of calls.
Like per what?
The amount of calls you get in a week, how many do you actually respond to?
All of them.
Okay. How many do you actually go out and help that person?
Two.
And how many calls do you say you get in a week?
Like 100 and something.
Okay. All right. I'm going to steer clear of Sonora, Texas, sir. Don't take no offense to that. Are you going to visit Sonora?
Well, I have a gig in Sonora next week, actually.
Yeah, I'll see you there at the fire hall.
I'm playing at the fire hall in the break room. I'm playing next week on Thursday night in the Sonora, Texas fire room break hall. And I was actually hoping that maybe one of you all give me a ride to Sonora.
You know, I can't. Actually, you know what, guys? We're coming in to close of the show. If you'll notice, guess look who just walked in, Mr. Thorpe.
Oh, hey.
It's Jericho. You want to go get him and Jastro and tell him to come in real quick?
Tip.
Mr. Ford, it was excellent meeting you as well.
All right, ooh-wee, baby.
Okay.
Have me back on sometime. I'll sing my hits.
We'll see.
All right.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, man. I am so sorry.
Yeah, what happened there?
I thought that I didn't think that he would get out.
Well, he did.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? It's been a weird show, guys.
Did he threaten you?
Huh?
Did he threaten you?
He held a knife against my neck.
Was that Frankie Ford?
Yeah, and Frankie Ford seemed to like the knife being held against him. I don't want to describe it, but I'll just say that after he showed his anchor tattoo, it was a little weird.
Jeez.
Let's say what, guys? We got to get out of here. Hey, okay. When can people see you guys perform?
They can see me with Midnight Society perform every Saturday night at 10 p.m. at Cold Town Theater. And you can find out more information at coldtowntheater.org or midnightsociety.org.
Isn't it also coldtowntheater.com?
Yeah,
I just totally screwed up that
<That's>
website
<all right.
laughs> reference. You can also check out my Magician versus Clown act at magicianversusclown.com. It's actually kind of cool. So check it out.
You can see me every Saturday night at 10 o'clock with the Frank Mills. Also, splitting the bill with Midnight Society at Cold Town Theater. That's coldtowntheater.net.
I think it's .com.
I think it's .biz.
.xxx. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We got to get out of here. Got to make some room for the clear spot. Tell you what, because of the way the time is going, instead of leaving you with a groovy jam, oh, God, I just said that. It's a painful show. We're going to leave you with a little bit of an announcement, but we will see you next week. Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Austin.